to show you. Oh, that's why we're waiting. It doesn't work. We have just a PowerPoint presentation to show you a little bit of Canaan in the desert.
Does anybody who sits in the back want to come a little further up? Because Sister Marianne is a little soft-spoken. Speak loud.
It's going to take a minute to pull it up. To load it. But every year we put together a presentation for our board, and it has a little bit of everything that happens at Canaan in the desert, so you just get a taste of what goes on there in a year's time. Some people didn't know that, maybe the new ones don't know, we are located in Phoenix. We're a branch. Our mother house is in Germany. And we are Canaan in the desert. It is desert. 100%.
It's near the road.
No, it did this morning. It's coming. Okay, now I have to remember how to. This is Peggy's wonderful computer. Very good. So this is our entrance to Canaan in the desert. It's a beautiful place, especially in the springtime, the beautiful blossoms. Often we get rainbows, and we always love that as a sign of God's blessing over our Canaan land. And we welcome, this is our welcome board and our map, and we welcome any of you to come visit us sometime. This is a Father Fountain, the Father of Goodness, and it's one of the heart pieces of Canaan in the desert. And you can hear it from wherever you are on the land, and it's just flowing living water. And it has the names of the attributes of God the Father around it, so people can come and be refreshed and take a drink out of Father of grace, mercy, comfort, goodness, faithfulness, love. This is our sister Cleophas. Some of you may know her from the Cana Friends especially. She was with us for how many years?
She was, I think she was there 40 years.
40 years she labored, yeah. Canaan in the desert. Mm-hmm. And when a certain time comes in your life, when you turn 80, then you're allowed to go back to the mother house and enjoy retirement. And she loves figs. Many of you know our dear sister Bliss. She lived on Canaan for 30 plus years as well, and she went home to the Lord last April. She tended the ground. She was the garden sister. But she was much more than that. She was full of the love of Jesus. And she had a very green thumb. And her shoes are very big to fill. She pointed many, many souls to Jesus, whether they were young or, you know, children or young people, or she would go downtown when we do ministry at the inner city. She had a special heart for young people, to draw them all to the Lord Jesus. It's a beautiful bougainvillea. So interspersed, we have some of the songs that Mother Basileia has written about God the Father. This one is Father of Goodness. With the Jewish community, trying to build bridges with them. And this was an interview in a Jewish magazine. This lady came to interview us about Canaan in the desert, and she wrote a lovely article called Sisterly Love. And that appeared in this all-Jewish magazine. Really wonderful. And that was because Sister Deborah, one of our sisters who's now in heaven, spent time building bridges, plowing ground for many years, 30 years in the Phoenix community, that someone like this would come and say, can we do an interview about you? You know, it didn't just drop out of the sky. This was another group, the Jewish National Fund, that came to visit us and then invited us to their annual breakfast. And this is connected with the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, Susanna Kokkonen. I know, always, she's Finnish. How do you say it?
Kokkonen.
Kokkonen. Mm-hmm. She's has to do with the Christian Friends of Yad Vashem. Well, we have 10 acres on Canaan, and there's a lot of work to do, and more than we could possibly ever do. And what does the Lord do? He sends us Boy Scouts that help us. And this young Michael was an Eagle. He was working to get his Eagle Scout, his badge, and so he organized this project to help take some. We have still have quite a bit of cactus, but we had more than enough, and they helped remove it. So you can see that big pile on the street there. It's incredible. That was a whole day's work. You know, one little sister or two couldn't have done that.
And they even transport it outside the wall like that. I mean, this is no easy job.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I mean, that the Lord, and they're coming again to do another project. So this is wonderful, and it didn't cost us anything. And they did a great job.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, thank you. I know you've gotten a lot of rain in Texas, but we've had our fair share too sometimes. This was last year. We had a historic 100-year rain of 4 inches, which has caused a lot of flooding on, and damage on Canaan in the desert. And if you're the garden sister, this is a problem. And this is shows the pathways to our prayer garden were washed out, and that actually is my office. It got flooded too. But the good news to that was, out of it, I got a new office. Father, I thank you. And all the friends that helped to put it together, and now it's just really nice. Beautiful. To keep it from flooding again when it rained, we had to do some flood control, and so hopefully it won't happen again. This is all, was all new to me in the garden department. And our pathways were restored. Every October, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. How many of you do that? First October, Sunday of October. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem Sunday.
And this is, that was Calvary Church of the Valley. That was that March was, and Esther Zollner's church. That's right there. Their church. This is the prison outreach. Every year, twice a year in the summer, we send out an offer of free literature to the prison chaplains. And we can only thank that prison chaplains are still able to function. And they are able to pass out the literature. So when you think years ago, we sent out 90 boxes two times a year. We're down to about 13 or 15 about boxes, but anything we can get in to the prison population, and then the prisoners are getting the things because they write to us and they tell us we got this leaflet or that leaflet. So it's a real joy to be able to do it and to send the things, because the chaplains wouldn't have anything to work with otherwise.
This is really sad because I don't know where the picture went. This was this man is radiant. It was a former prisoner who got some of our literature. He came back with his daughters to get more literature. He's out of prison now, and he's on fire for Jesus through one of our leaflets. And he's just radiant, and he disappeared. It's just really sad, because it was just written all over his face. You have to use your imagination. This was a Messianic rabbi from Israel that visited us. We were welcoming him. Yeah, around Thanksgiving time, the sisters go down with toiletries and, you know, words and literature tracts to minister to the homeless. This is Sister Elisa, and Sister Servita is on the left. She's from Germany. She was with us for a while, and she's coming back.
Mm-hmm. She was with us last year for 6 months, and now she's coming for 5 months this winter.
Yeah. And Sister Elisa, she was a missionary in Morocco. She's got a real missionary's heart.
Mm-hmm.
She's Irish. And she just goes down there. I don't know if I could do this, but she just gets down close to the people and, you know, just makes them, I don't know, you know, contact with them. Yeah, she's got a real gift. These are our Jewish neighbors who have a saguaro cactus that's shaped like a Hanukkah, and they light a tip every night of Hanukkah, and so every Hanukkah we go down there and celebrate with them. This is a great opportunity that we've had the past few years in Glendale, which is a suburb of Phoenix. It's a Christmas parade where they had how many? 97 floats last time.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go and distribute literature.
And they had 10,000 people, you know, that came to watch the parade. So.
Just a great way to share the Lord with others. This is what Canaan looks like at Christmas. We have our Bethlehem Grotto. And then our chapel is also decorated with the baby Jesus. And the children gather around. And we celebrate for about 2 weeks around the manger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sister Daniela has her box of children's clothes. And so she'll take the children out and dress them all up. And then sometimes she'll pick out a few men from the audience in there. You know, they come forward as the shepherds or something, you know. And Epiphany, we have the three kings. I mean, it's just amazing what she can do with just a handful of things. And the children are just delighted. Are just delighted to take part. Yeah, it's very special.
This is ministry that we also do around the holidays. The sisters go to Jack in the Box. It's the only
fast food
place that's open on Thanksgiving, and they're allowed to put their literature there for customers to take. You know, just small opportunities. They also go singing in the county hospital and the Indian hospital, which is very moving for the patients that are still there that can't go home. They're, you know, hearts are softer, you know, on those holiday holiday times.
This is Dave Kubal. If you're aware of Intercessors for America, Intercessors for America, Dave Kubal is the president of that. They have, the first Friday of every month, they have a fasting and prayer time that anybody can join in with. It's a call, you make a call, put in the code number, and you're part of the prayer team. They give you an opportunity to pray together with whoever's there in your room with you, and then to listen to whoever is presenting the thing. And Intercessors for America also has a wonderful website. You can go back and connect with all the topics. And this, he came to us, and we were, for a couple of months, we were part of the prayer team where you're allowed to make an introduction to your prayer time and speak out. So a couple of months we were allowed to do that. But it's a powerful time of prayer. prayer, and it's growing and growing. Hundreds of people are on this teleconference call. So it's a real powerful thing. We've been connected with them since John and Wendy Beckett and
76.
And it's really, it's a vital thing for America. I mean, America needs prayer. Aha, this is a book delivery. There's nothing more fun on Canaan than when Brad comes. That's Brad, and he comes to deliver whatever's coming from the printer. And so we have a Chinese fire drill where everybody comes and helps put it away. And it can be very interesting.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Especially if it's 115 degrees out there.
This is an Israel conference we attended. It's a new ministry, a fellowship firm, Fellowship of Israel Related Ministries. You can see how many people were there. And it was also a great opportunity to share our Israel literature. Very exciting conference. So, visit from dear friends from the Hopi Reservation.
The first graders come on Valentine's Day. Mrs. Goss is the teacher, the first grade teacher, and she teaches them all the, we always think of you, Betty, she teaches them all these cute little songs with the, you know, put glue all over me and put me in the mailbox. I mean, it's cute. And so they come.
Put a stamp on me.
Put a stamp on me, yeah. And so they practice the songs, and then they come and sing them for us. And we love it.
We have had our, you know, our grounds, people are come, the public, because it's open to the public and they can come and just spend time on Canaan, and so we try to keep the grounds very nice for them.
This was a conference that we had at Christ Church Lutheran in Phoenix. We were allowed to attend. It was a pastor's conference where all the people, if you had something to offer to the churches for the pastors to then pass on to their people, somehow to just make things more alive in their congregation, you could have a table. And so we were allowed to go, and we put together packets. That's where we came up with the idea of putting the Sister Yoela messages, the current ones, into a slip bag, and then with a little postcard on the front, which explains a little bit of our ministry. And it was two days we were down there. And it was fun, just putting them together was fun, and being down there, we met all kinds of people. This man we knew, we didn't know him, he was from India, or I don't know where he's from, someplace far away. But he knew people that we know in the East. And so Liberty Corners, and so he said, oh, I know your stuff. He said, we've never. So it's a real time of connecting, and it was a blessing.
Yeah, we get guests from all over the world, Vietnam and China here. And we have a military outreach. That's mainly Sister Daniela is involved in staying in contact with chaplains. And unfortunately, the doors are not as open as they used to be, but we try to do what we can, minister to the soldiers. I wasn't at that, but that was a special mass that was held for us. Those were special speakers that we went to listen to.
Was the Heavenly Man from that book?
Yeah, the Heavenly Man. Some sisters went to hear him, and also Abby Johnson, who's connected with the, you know, she's pro-life movement. Just more that maintenance of our garden, which I'm very grateful for the guys that come to help us once a week. the plumber that comes whenever we have a leak, which is also important. This is my great thank point for last year was timers on our taps. We have 20 taps that I used to have to run around and turn on and turn off two or three times a week. And then we discovered timers. That saves me about 4 hours a week.
Wow.
I don't get as much exercise though. The Lord has sent people to help in the garden. This is Mike Carlin and Katie Doyle is a retired nurse that she comes two or three times a week, and or one or two times a week, but it's great help for me.
Oh, help for the workshop. You know, we have endless jobs in the workshop. We have job security, we say, because there's always something that needs collated or put together or whatever. So Sister Danielle devised this sign and hangs it in the tree. So that these are our friends from Ohio. It is Helen. Hallelujah. I love it. They've come a long way in the rain. So she hangs a sign in the tree and gets anybody who has 20 minutes or so to come in and help us. And this was a mom who, well, no, that's Christy Fales. Christy Fales brought her kids. Anyway, we have help. We're thankful.
We're thankful. We have help with our fountain, which also takes a lot of maintenance. Wow. Wonderful produce from our garden.
Wow. Look at those carrots.
That's a carrot.
Good.
Yeah, that's some good looking carrots.
These are our two sisters from Canada that have come and visit us for a week at a time, have some time off. It's always enjoy having them with us. Our Thursday night Bible study. Beautiful cactus blossoms. And many, many children's groups come by the busloads to go through the prayer garden. They really take it in. Also, young people, that really touched me, this group here on the right, before they went through the prayer garden, it was just a small youth group. A lot of prayer goes up on Canaan. These are a group of disabled people whose hearts are just so flowing over with the Lord Jesus. Men's groups. Father's goodness in so many ways. People just pour out love upon us and bring us so many good things. So this picture here is Haya. She's our Orthodox Jewish friend. who is studying the book of Revelation. Or what book is she in right now?
Romans.
Romans. And she says, Messiah, come soon. Jesus, come soon. There's a story behind that, but
she's
I don't have time to tell.
She's a Holocaust survivor. She's a
yeah,
child.
She's, yeah,
she's a young child.
A Holocaust survivor as a child, and that she was protected in a convent.
These are the fellowship days, the first Saturday of every month from November through May. We have a time where the city people can come in for teaching and for fellowship. So that's a good time to get people together. The beauty of Canaan.
Yeah, beauty of Canaan. Yeah, Holy Week is our busiest week, and people just come in groups and families, individuals. I like the one with the holding the child in, or on the shoulders of dad. Easter Sunday, we attend a Native American sunrise service, which is always special. Try to build relationship with, you know, Native Americans. Easter celebration, or say Resurrection Sunday. We always attend Holocaust Remembrance Day. At the local synagogue, it says very meaningful for the Jewish community that Christians come out and remember with them. It's also Israel Independence Day. We usually go to that at the Jewish Community Center. Anything you can do to show solidarity, they appreciate. Bridges for Peace field director Bill Adams came through, shared with us. This is a man from Poland. It has ministry building bridges between Jews and Christians in Slovakia and Poland and the Ukraine. Beauty of Canaan. This is not the beauty of Canaan. This is something that we went through in May, June, part of July.
We're still at it.
We had to renew our sewer system. So it was a very big project. 6 weeks long.
8 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it was 8 weeks.
Was it eight?
Mm-hmm. May 8th
deep trenches. This is our guest house, Jesus Delight. For anybody that's been there, you'll know what that means.
That's the floor of the kitchen in
Jesus'
Delight.
That's the floor
Delight.
Of the kitchen. And this is where they piled up the dirt in the hall.
So they just put the dirt in the hallway.
So you can imagine what that means, meant for cleanup. We just put a few pictures in here, not too many.
We didn't want you to miss anything. And it was so hot.
That's the before, that's the after.
Yay! Yay.
Now everything's put back to bed.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
So it doesn't even look like anything happened.
Yeah, you would never know anything happened.
It's all beautiful again.
Mm-hmm.
This is something we'll be talking about tomorrow, about worshiping Jesus as the King of the Jews. That's our Mother House Chapel, where they actually put a sign at the top, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews.
In Hebrew.
In Hebrew.
Yeah.
It's in Hebrew. And this is our annual Israel Sunday in the Mother House and Mother House Chapel, where they were also working through this theme about Jesus as the King of the Jews. It's our resurrection monument.
Beautiful.
Great is thy faithfulness. He's so good to us.
The Lord is so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you sing, great is thy faithfulness.
Faithfulness.